Normally, I like to snark about the various sponsors that sponsor these episodes, but I'm faced with a bit of a challenge because this episode is sponsored in part by A-Cloud Guru. They're the company that's sort of famous for teaching the world to cloud, and it's very, very hard to come up with anything meaningfully insulting about them. So I'm not really going to try. They've recently improved their platform significantly, and it brings both the benefits of A-Cloud Guru that we all know and love, as well as the recently acquired Linux Academy together. That means that there's now an effective, hands-on, and comprehensive skills development platform for AWS, Azure, Google Cloud, and beyond. Yes, and beyond is doing a lot of heavy lifting right there in that sentence. They have a bunch of new courses and labs that are available. For my purposes, they have a terrific learn-by-doing experience that you absolutely want to take a look at. And they also have business offerings as well under ACG for Business. Check them out. Visit acloudguru.com to learn more. Tell them Corey sent you and wait for them to instinctively flinch. That's acloudguru.com. Is the AWS free tier really free? No. No. Oh my God, no. It absolutely is not. The AWS free tier is free in the same way that a table saw is childproof. If you blindly rush in to use an AWS service with the expectation that you won't be charged, you're likely to lose a hand in the process. Let's dive into exactly what free means in this context. The free tier comprises three distinct types of free offerings, all under the same free tier label. The first kind of free tier is a baseline level of service that's always free. You can invoke a million Lambda invocations for free, and according to their pricing webpage, you also get up to 3.2 million seconds of compute time per month. Meanwhile, the AWS Lambda pricing page states that you get 1 million free requests per month and 400,000 GB seconds of compute time per month. Is one lying? Not at all. It's just how AWS thinks of things. At the smallest Lambda function memory allocation, which is 128 megabytes of RAM, 8 seconds of runtime equates to 1 gigabyte second, because that amount of RAM is 1/8 the size of a gigabyte. This makes perfect sense, because if there's one thing AWS loves, it's coming up with brand new pricing dimensions. Isn't that straightforward? Of course not, but let's soldier on anyway. By now, it should be starting to dawn on you that the free tier is carefully plumbed with clever traps to catch the unwary. The second kind of free tier is a 12-month period starting the day you first create your account. During this period, roughly 36 services offer you free usage up to certain limits. Note that this only applies to some kind of usage, even within those limits. Take EC2. You get 750 hours a month of T2 or T3 micro instance usage. Technically, you get 750 hours each for a Linux instance and a Windows instance. If you spin up a C5 small instance instead, you'll be billed starting as soon as you hit the launch button. Wow, a whole year of free EC2 instances? Hell yes! Well, slow down, Hasty Pudding. There are many caveats. You get 30 gigabytes a month of free EBS, or disk volume storage. If you use any more than that, you're going to start getting charged for it. But you only get 1 gigabyte of snapshot storage for free. It also doesn't apply to IO1 or IO2 volumes, which can get pretty spendy. You get 1 gigabyte of data transfer out to the internet for free each month in perpetuity. But you'll get charged for data transfer to other availability zones in the same region. Further, that free 1 gigabyte is shared between a whole bunch of services, and you can use it up quickly if you're not careful. You get a free T2.micro in regions where they're available. In regions where they aren't, you instead get a free T3micro. Get that wrong in either direction, and you're paying for it. The AWS free tier is full of nonsense like this. You get a free load balancer, but only an ELB Classic or an application load balancer. If you pick a network load balancer or NLB, it costs you money. You can get a free Oracle RDS instance, but only if you bring your own license. If you believe anything's free about an Oracle database, you have a very painful learning experience in your future. Good luck, TikTok kids. In what you might be forgiven for mistaking for a blast from the past, today I want to talk about New Relic. They seem to be a relatively legacy monitoring company, and I would have agreed with that assessment up until relatively recently. But they did something a little out there. They reworked everything. They went open source, they made it so you can monitor your whole stack in one place, and most notably from my perspective, they simplified their pricing into something that is much more affordable for almost everyone. There's even a free tier with one user and 100 gigs per month, totally free. Check it out at newrelic.com. The third and final AWS free tier version is a limited time trial period that begins from your first use of a particular service. This applies to any use of the service by any user in the account. If one of your users spins up an Amazon Workspace to test something one day, then turns it off, that free trial is over for the entire AWS account once that trial period ends. If you enable Amazon Detective, it'll be free for 30 days, so your next bill is carefree and breezy. But the next bill might surprise you. Let's also not forget that different services have different trial periods, conditions, and terms. It's kind of a grab bag full of awful. Most of the work that my business does fixing AWS bills inherently involves companies with large AWS environments. They really couldn't care less about the free tier. But an awful lot of folks who are just getting started with AWS as students very understandably mistake the AWS free tier for something it isn't. A surprise $75 charge on something they'd have thought was free can be very scary to someone on a tight budget. And even very well-established senior engineers playing around with a few tens of dollars in their AWS accounts can be shocked by a multi-$1,000 surprise virtually overnight. It has its caveats. You can get alerted when you're about to exceed free tier limits, which is a handy feature for avoiding surprise costs. What's less useful is that due to the massive complexity that is the AWS billing system, billing alarms are on a one-day delay, give or take a few hours, and many dollars short of your actual usage to that point. When the first warning arrives in your inbox, you may discover that you've already passed the free tier's thresholds. Further, the patchwork nature of what is free and isn't free artificially constrains how beginners use AWS services. It seems pretty sensible to spin up your free EC2 instance in a private subnet, and then you're very reasonably surprised when you get charged almost $80 a month for the managed NAT gateway, which of course has no free tier itself, why would it, that winds up being attached to that subnet. This has an unfortunate side effect of teaching beginners to use AWS services in ways that won't serve them well in corporate environments. You may care about a $100 monthly surprise bill, but your employer most assuredly doesn't. They care far more about ensuring that their sensitive instances live in private subnets. The AWS free tier thus makes suboptimal patterns something that folks pursue out of necessity. Personally, I think the model is broken enough around the free tier that it's time to drastically reimagine the entire free tier start to finish. I get that that's super hard, with an awful lot of moving parts. But Oracle, Azure, and GCP have all mastered this problem in a far more comprehensive, less user-hostile way. I flat out refuse to accept that with all of the brilliant people that AWS employs, the stunning levels of innovation they display, and the bedazzling array of fascinating customers who happily use their services, that they can't somehow solve this problem in a customer-obsessed way. If you've stumbled over this podcast because you panic-searched for AWS free tier on the internet, calm down and breathe. Open a ticket with AWS support in your AWS account and calmly explain what happened. It will take days for them to respond. That's okay. If it's your first time with an overage, they will almost universally waive the fee. Take it as a learning opportunity and understand that you're not alone. It's not you, it's very much them. And if they don't fix it for you, please let me know so I can demonstrate what customer obsession means to me.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.